The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was once asked, when will Al-Qa'im return, the Mahdi, Imam Al-Mahdi, when will he come back? To which the Holy Prophet said, when the men will resemble women and the women will resemble men. Men will suffice with men and women will suffice with women. Now more than ever before, we can see that society has moved in this direction dramatically. Last episode, we introduced the Jogjakarta principles, but how are these dogmatic ideas of the sexual revolution being implemented into the foundations of society? My name is Mudaffar Haider, and this is The Machinations. In a somewhat alarming and chilling exposition, psychologist and behaviorist Bernay reveals that the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in a democratic society. Those who manipulate the unseen mechanism of our society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. Sister Zainab Thani presenting today how they have managed to do this.
To implement the Jogjakarta principles into the bedrock of society and into the minds of its citizens, various overt and covert methods are used, including hollowing out national sovereignty through treaty monitoring bodies and NGOs, securing financial resources in the millions from the UN, EU and individual states for LGBTI organisations, litigating court test cases at all levels in the name of human rights, changing a population's fundamental values through demonstrations, media influence, implementation of the LGBTI agenda in the school system, and training the bureaucracy. They employ programs of training and awareness raising to change the belief that humanity depends on sex between a man and woman and that same-sex relations are normal. In particular, they're targeting police, judges, prison staff, employers, social workers, teachers and students. All occupations must thus promote the YP agenda or they are seen as violating human rights. Enacting social and legal sanctions against opposition. So this includes curtailment of freedom of contract. You cannot refuse employment or refuse to rent a home to someone who is an active LGBT member, including a cross-dresser.
Over 200 cities have laws in place protecting LGBT communities from employment discrimination. However, some of these laws do not always apply for private employers or businesses with less than 15 employees, and most religious organizations are also exempt. That still leaves over half the country without laws specifically prohibiting discrimination against LGBT employees or customers. And in many states, it's still legal to discriminate against the LGBT community when it comes to housing, public accommodations, adoption, and hospital visitations. So the answer is yes. In the majority of the United States, it is legal to discriminate against LGBT individuals. However, there are people working to change this. President Obama issued an executive order to protect LGBT federal employees from discrimination in July of 2014. And in 2013, the Senate passed the Employment Non-Discrimination Act Protection Bill for the first time ever. But the bill has since stalled in the House and will most likely never pass. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley is also proposing a new bill that will prevent LGBT discrimination in employment, housing, jury service, public accommodations, and more. And many advocates are optimistic of change, pointing at the rising number of states that have legalized gay marriage, as well as the American public's growing support of gay rights. According to a Human Rights Campaign poll, over 70% of likely voters would be in favor of a federal law banning LGBT discrimination. And 87% of Americans already think there is one.
Curtailment of freedom of speech. The LGBT freedom of speech is exempt from general views of public order and morals, whilst the rest of the population's freedom of speech must not hurt the feelings of the LGBTI community. Suppression of non-compliant information. So LGBTI lobbies consider research into the cause, a treatment of homosexuality as discrimination, and it attempts to suppress it. They also block those who want to receive this treatment. Interest groups use intimidation, defamation, campaigns against therapists, speakers they dislike, and undesirable conferences to suppress any information about the possibility of altering LGBTI orientation and behaviour. The criminalisation of the opposition, for example, hate speech, hate crime, sexual radicals have extremely fluid and expansive definitions of concepts such as crime, including anything that amounts to be an offensive act to be to a perceived offensive and subjective feeling. So even expressing the truth itself, that Baskova argues, provides no excuse for offending a sexual ideologue. The Supreme Court of Canada openly asserts that truthful statements can be presented in a manner that would meet the definition of hate speech. Hate speech laws are more totalitarian than hate crimes, as they seek to criminalize free speech itself, unless you're LGBTI, of course. There exists no clear-cut definition of hate speech, and hence anything the ideologues claim to be offended by can be prosecuted as hate speech. This clearly provides an extremely convenient and effective means of silencing any differing views and shutting down the debate. The only purpose of this law is to criminalise political opposition.
And of course, we have to look at the implementation of the LGBT agenda into the school system. The right to education demands that states shall ensure that education methods, curricula, and resources serve to enhance understanding of and respect for inter alia diverse sexual orientations and gender identities, including the particular needs of students, their parents, and family members related to these grounds. Now, this asserts that school curricula and the training of caregivers and teachers must be focused on changing the mindset of children and teenagers so they perceive any form of non-heterosexual behaviour as normal. Which brings us to the EU and the new gender person. The EU has developed into a power machine that enables influential lobbyists to establish the new gender person as the norm at the European level and penalise any opposition. It provides favoured NGOs with privileged access for pushing their agenda and wielding influence. The LGBT organisation ILGA receives 70% of its funding from the EU taxes. Human rights are exploited for creating a new image of human gender, and those rights are constantly being reformulated, expanded, and manipulatively interpreted. The European Court of Human Rights has the right to govern family and marriage laws for national states. It does not connect men or women in a relationship with family and marriage. It sees the two as unrelated. This consequently opens up the door to the legal implementation of homosexual marriage. A toolbox to enforce the global LGBT agenda was approved in 2010 by the Working Party on Human Rights and called the Toolkit to promote and protect the enjoyment of all human rights by LGBT people. It aims to react to cases where the violation of human rights of LGBT has occurred. The promotion and protection of such rights is the goal of EU foreign policy, for which finances are made available. The toolkit is to be constantly updated to further the LGBT agenda and the implementation of gender mainstreaming. All countries wanting to join the EU have to accept gender mainstreaming. TANDIS, the Tolerance and Non-Discrimination Information System, was established to take over the anti-LGBT discrimination agenda. TANDIS is the coordinating point for the worldwide networking of LGBT activists and provides them with the necessary information. It annually reports on hate crimes. For an act to qualify as a hate crime, hate does not need to be proven as a motive, but as a bias. In other words, anything can be referred to as a hate crime. Even this video can be referred to as a hate crime, even though all we're doing is providing research. Just as the Zionist regime can label anyone as an anti-Semite for criticizing the apartheid state of Israel, so too can the LGBT community call out anything as a hate crime if they disagree with it.
No homos will ever be allowed on this church as long as I'm the pastor here. Never!
Those hateful words are from the mouth of a Tempe pastor preaching that God's word says that killing gay people is the only way to get rid of AIDS by Christmas. Pastor Stephen Anderson has agreed to join us tonight for an exclusive one-on-one interview. Pastor Anderson, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me on.
Have you always hated gay people? Is it something your father taught you, or is it something that you came to on your own?
No, I haven't always. You know, I grew up in a Christian home, but it wasn't until I read the Bible cover to cover at age 17 that I discovered the truth of what the Bible really says, because a lot of passages don't ever get preached from the pulpit because they're simply not popular.
I have to be honest, when I heard your sermon, it sounded like the rantings of someone who was either a hate monger or a religious zealot, and I'm wondering, which are you?
Well, I'm a religious zealot, and you know, I love the Bible, I love God's word, I believe that the law of the Lord is perfect, and you know, Leviticus 20:13 clearly says, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with the woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. And you know, as a Christian, I believe the Bible, and that's where I get my belief.
Doesn't the Ten Commandment, isn't the first commandment, thou shalt not kill?
No, the first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Okay,
but
is thou shalt not kill one of the commandments?
Yes, it is, but what you have to understand is that the Bible commands that certain people be put to death, not by me, not by Christians. It's obviously not my job or the job of any Christian to go out and kill anybody, and I've never taught anything like that. But rather that the government's job is to punish criminals and to execute those who've committed capital crimes. And according to the Bible, homosexuality is a capital crime, and I didn't write the Bible.
What if, irony of ironies, it turned out that you had a gay son or a gay daughter, would you want them dead as a way to cure AIDS?
Well, that's just a fallacy that it just turns out that certain people are gay. That's just a lie, because it's not random. It's not something that's just gonna accidentally happen to one of my children.
Wait, how do you think it happens then?
Well, the Bible's real clear how it happens in Romans chapter 1. It talks about how God gives people over to a reprobate mind to do these filthy acts.
As long as you bring up Adolf Hitler, he wanted to exterminate Jews and anyone who wasn't blonde hair and blue-eyed, who didn't fit into his vision of the way people should be. Isn't that, in a way, what you're preaching, that you want to get rid of anyone who isn't heterosexual?
Absolutely not. I'm preaching the Bible, something that Adolf Hitler rejected. He taught evolution, which is why he wanted to execute what he considered to be inferior races.
But you
I don't believe
you
in
would like
races.
To see anyone who's not heterosexual die, correct?
Well, the Bible says that
I'm asking what you believe.
I believe the Bible. I believe what the Bible says. And if I didn't, then I wouldn't be a Baptist. I wouldn't be a Christian,
you know,
if I didn't believe the Bible.
It sounds like, because you won't answer what you believe, that you're hiding behind the Bible.
Hold on a second. I believe what the Bible says, that homosexuals should be executed. Let me make myself clear. I believe that, and I've never gone back on that for one second. So every Christian believes the Bible,
so
or
anyone,
else they're not even really a Christian.
If you believe that, anyone who is not heterosexual should die, correct?
Absolutely, of course. That's what the Bible says.
You hate gay people.
Yes.
I'm Jewish. How do you feel about Jews?
Oh, I don't hate Jews. I mean, that's just a straw man to try to compare me to Hitler. I don't hate Jews whatsoever.
Blacks? Do you hate black people? Because
of course not. My church is filled with black people.
Did you say, Pastor, that you prayed for the death of Barack Obama?
Oh, so now Obama and the race card comes out. My church is filled with black people. My church is filled with all races. In fact, the Bible says we're all of one blood.
Am I misquoting you? Or did you say that you pray for the death of Barack Obama?
Well, yes, I did, but Obama's white. Obama's not black anyway. He's half white and half black, so just as well as you can call him black, I'll call him white. He's a white man.
Some would say that just as the Taliban and the ISIS fighters have perverted Islam and made it violent to fit their vision of the world, that's what you're doing, is you're perverting Christianity to fit your vision of the world.
Well, let the viewer read for themselves. Let them pull the Bible off their shelf and look up Leviticus 20:13, and then let them be the judge. Intelligent people will listen to the entire sermon, aids the judgment of God, and will pull their Bible off their shelf and read Leviticus 20:13.
I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but did you say that if people perceive you as a hate monger or your church as a hate group, so be it?
Absolutely. I don't care how people perceive me. They called Jesus Beelzebub. They nailed him to the cross. And Jesus said that they hated him because he testified of their works, that their works were evil. That's what I'm doing. That's why they hate me.
Stay tuned for more, inshallah. The way we perceive and understand the world occurs through language. It exists to express something about reality and to communicate it to others.
New terms are invented for transmitting new ideologies. For example, gender fluidity.
Terms can be thrown out, emptied of meaning, perverted, outlawed, forbidden, and arbitrarily invented.
Freedom, values, for example, homophobia.
Words can become corrupted when used as an instrument of power.
Right, right.